Country Club FM.
Another day closer to the sale of the Minnesota Country Salute CDs, Neil.
Can't wait. Friday it starts.
Bob Almanac starts now. The Bobathon. The Bobathon starts now. That's where I get that from.
Sure.
That's how we used to start the Bobathons back in the day.
It used to be a
big, dramatic thing. It's still dramatic, just not as dramatic as that, though. I'm going to have those back in the archive somewhere. 322nd day of the year here. Tuesday, November 17th. We have 43 full days of 2020. It was on this date in 1913, the steamship, you know, they had just completed the Panama Canal. They gave us control of the Panama Canal. We controlled it. I think we eventually gave over control. Don't the Panamanians, run it now?
I believe so, yes.
So, but we controlled it in the early days. We were a big part of the construction of it. It was only made sense that we would be in charge of it and control of it. But the first ever ship to travel through the Panama Canal was the steamship Louise. I'm pretty sure they called it Wheezy for short. Right?
Anybody named
Louise is Wheezy. That was 1913. The same day, 1913. You know, Germany was not a good place, whether you was under the Kaiser, under Nazi rule, because Kaiser Wilhelm banned the armed forces from dancing the tango.
Mm.
If you were in the armed forces, you're part of the Germany armed forces, you could not dance the tango. You could dance anything else. You could dance the cha-cha-cha if you wanted. But
waltz
the tango,
is fine, but
polka.
No.
Polkas were huge in Germany.
Oh, you know,
a lot of our old-time polka music and that style of music comes from Germany.
Roll out the barrel, baby.
The Deutschmeisters,
yes.
1913. 1928, after 23 years, Notre Dame finally lost a home football game. 23-year streak of not losing any home football games. That's dominant.
That's impressive.
Speaking of football, 1940, the Green Bay Packers became the first NFL team to travel by plane. They had all gone train and bus up to this point.
And what year was that?
1940.
Huh.
Well, the NFL was expanding. Teams were expanding outside of the little Midwest hub. It kind of sprung from Canton then to Chicago and Missouri up to Green Bay. It was expanding. We needed to get to places quicker, and that was 1940. Oh, another football-related note here from 1968.
Last night, somebody in the vast reaches of the NBC network didn't get the word, as in the Army. The result was that football fans by the thousands were roused to a cold fury, and some probably haven't cooled down yet. At 7 o'clock last night, NBC was carrying the pro game between the New York Jets and the Oakland Raiders. There were 65 seconds of playing time left. At 7, NBC had scheduled a two-hour special program for children, a dramatization of Heidi. It was decided Heidi should wait a couple of minutes until the game was over. But somehow that decision never reached those who were pushing the button.
And, of course, it would live in infamy. The Heidi game.
It would.
It's known as the Heidi game. Nobody would even remember a movie starring the daughter of Julie Andrews and Beretta if not for this incident where they cut away from this game. The Raiders were trailing the Jets. They came from behind. The Mad Bomber. Is it Daryl
LaMonica?
Daryl LaMonica, the Mad Bomber. Came from behind, led his Raiders to the victory. 1968, did George Blanda
kick
any special hits?
George Blanda might even come in relief. Sometimes he did that even at the quarterback position.
Yeah, but I think LaMonica was the one who threw the passes that made them and allowed them to come back. Of course, they couldn't see it because they were watching Heidi, 43-32.
I was one of them. I was not happy.
You're kidding me.
No.
Kurt Gowdy on the call. You remember Kurt Gowdy? He was on the call.
Yeah, if it was Kurt, yeah. A lot of times he did the afternoon games with. I was watching the game for sure.
But you also liked Heidi, though, too.
No, I didn't.
You were kind of torn.
I was very
miffed. Heidi. So 1970 on this date, our patent of the day. Douglas Engelbart receives the patent for the first computer mouse. I have three of them I'm using simultaneously right now. Give me a fourth. I bet you I could use four of them at the same time. And with only two arms and three mice at the same time. Now, that's another question for this. I need to is this Douglas Engelbart character? Is he still alive? Because I want to ask him, when it comes to the computer mouse, Is the plural of that mice? Am I working with three computer mice, or are they mouses? Good question.
Good question.
And it's one that probably needs to be answered, and I'm sure one of our listeners will attempt to answer it via text. That was 1970. 1973, Richard Nixon uttered these words.
And I think, too, that I can say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination, because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
Well, I don't know. He never did time.
Right.
Right. Right.
And eventually, I think he got pardoned.
He got pardoned by Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford didn't think he was a crook. Gerald Ford thanked him for his career, is what he did. For Spiro Agnew, he thanked Spiro Agnew, and then he thanked Richard Nixon. But that was this state. Watergate was starting to heat up, Neil. You lived through it. You remember it. You probably did a report on it in school.
They took us to see the movie, All the President's Men.
That was a fun field trip.
That was a good field trip, yep. Hopkins Theater.
Did you even watch it, or did you, were you making out with one of the girls up in the balcony?
I was a very studious guy, you know.
Gina Statutory. They called her Miss Lincoln. She was voted Miss Lincoln as everybody took a shot at her up at the balcony. That's a Johnny Carson joke,
yes,
Neil. Gina Statutory. 1979. This may have been the beginning of fantasy football. An author and the editor of the New York Times, a man by the name of Daniel Okrent, might be Okrent, Daniel Okrent, sketched out his first draft rules for rotisserie baseball. He was on a flight from New York to Austin, Texas, and he came up with this idea of rotisserie baseball. Now, there have been other things that were similar to this. In fact, even novelist Jack Kerouac had done some of this early in his days when he was young. He did kind of, but he did it all by himself. He didn't do it with friends because he's an author and he's, you know, kind of, you know, introverted, as many of those authors are.
Sure.
But this guy here from the New York Times came up with a rotisserie baseball, how to keep track of players and make it into a game, blah, 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 and the rest is history. Now we've got fantasy everything.
Right.
Do we not?
Yes,
I remember
do.
Some people doing it. When I was in high school, they had a fantasy baseball league. I can't remember. I think they called it rotisserie. It wasn't fantasy baseball at that time. That would have been in the 80s. That would have been about 10 years after this incident, 1979. I don't play fantasy sports. You cheer for the wrong reasons. That has always been my stance. It's just a conflict of interest. I can't be watching a Vikings game and then having somebody on my team, on the other team, on my fantasy team, on the other team that's playing the Vikings, and I can't, in my heart and all my good intentions, try and cheer for that guy to help me personally with maybe win some money. I think that's conflict of interest. You cheer for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And I put that stance down in the early 1990s when somebody approached me. I think it was my brother. Hey, you want to be in this fantasy football league? I said, no, you cheer for the wrong reasons. How about also 79?
The vampires are creating vampires.
Hey, the thing is moving.
Yeah, you know, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Bill! Where are you, Billy Dog?
You know what? We found out in 1979 that it isn't a wooden stake through the heart. It's not the sun. It's not a silver bullet. The thing that kills vampires is Hutch singing Don't Give Up on Us Baby to the vampires. That made them just scurry away. They would never come back. When David Soul would sing Don't Give Up on Us Baby.
Yeah,
so Salem's Lot debuted on this date. Made for TV movie. I loved this movie. I was 9 years old. My mother actually let me watch it. Salem's Lot. It was quite scary for network television.
Yes,
I'll tell you what.
I remember it.
That was in 1979. 1980.
Our life together is so precious.
John Lennon's album Double Fantasy was released on this date. Less than a month later, he would be dead.
We have grown.
This was the first single off of there, Just Like Starting Over. And I have to go back to yesterday when we talked about Whatever Gets You Through the Night. My information. And if you listen back to yesterday's almanac, you can tell that I'm a little quizzitive. I'm a little hesitant in saying that that was John Lennon's only number one. I knew for a fact that Imagine hadn't gone number one, but in the back of my head as I was saying that yesterday, Neil, I go, come on, something off of Double Fantasy must have gone number one.
Yeah,
and this
sure.
one did. So if you were listening yesterday and you heard me say that Whatever Gets You Through the Night with Elton John on backing vocals, if you heard me say that that was the only number one solo song for John Lennon that went number one, that was wrong. This is the other one.
Like,
and Double Fantasy was released on this date in 1980. 1991. Listen to this. That's the Blue Man Group on The Tonight Show making music by crunching Cap'n Crunch. Dawes Butler is not there to do the voice of Cap'n,
right.
unfortunately.
And thank you for saying Cap'n.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It is Cap'n.
It's C-A-P apostrophe N.
M, yes.
So the Blue Man Group performed its first show at the Astor Place Theater in New York on this date in 1991. Sadly, those first performers in 1991... they didn't realize that the paint was permanent. The early paint for the Blue Man Group was permanent,
well,
so they are still blue. It's faded a little bit, but...
That's a mistake almost, you only make once.
Almost 30 years later, some of those guys are still kind of a shade of blue. That was this date. And, you know, the thing about Cap'n Crunch, why did he not ever get elevated to the role of an admiral? He was always just a cap'n.
He paid his dues.
He did. Maybe he didn't want it. Maybe he was like Picard.
It was his choice.
Maybe he was like Picard. Remember Kirk, he did go and take the admiral post, and then he ended up back as a captain after the whole deal with the Genesis planet, Neil.
Sure.
As you know, stealing the Enterprise to go put Spock's Katra back into him, take him out of McCoy and put it into Spock. But I don't know why Cap'n never went to Cap'n Crunch. Why did he never become an admiral? He could have probably had a pick of ships.
I would have thought so.
Let's remember Florida Evans here today.
Good morning, Mama. Don't move. I want to remember you just as you are. A vision of loveliness. One perfect and exquisite rose.
That's not much coming from one tall weed.
Say it with me. Damn, damn, damn. So Esther Roll passed away on this date. She was Florida Evans on Good Times and Maude. She was 76, passed away this date. She was quite a bit older than James.
Yes.
And John Amos on that show. That was in 98. 1998, also Garth Brooks released his Double Live album. How many people out there own that?
Quite a few.
I listened to it and I found out there was an extra verse to Friends in Low Places that we didn't play on the radio. That was somewhat probably unplayable. And then also there was the extra verse to The Thunder Rolls.
That is true,
That we didn't know about. I hadn't seen Garth Brooks in concert up to that point, so I didn't know that these extra verses were out there in those two songs until we listened to Garth Brooks' Double Live, 2004.
It's a merger of two venerable but vulnerable retailers. While it's the once bankrupt Kmart that's buying Sears in this $11 billion deal, it appears the Sears name will dominate the new retail arrangement.
So Kmart bought out Sears. I always thought it was the other way around. I really always thought Sears bought Kmart, didn't you?
Right, yeah.
Because they took the name Sears Holdings. Sears Holdings Corporation owned Kmart, so you just assume that it was Kmart, but it was the other way around. It's kind of like the whole Wells Fargo Norwest Bank thing here in Minneapolis.
Right.
Norwest Bank bought out Wells Fargo, but they kept the Wells Fargo name because it was better known coast to coast, country to country, up and down the dial. But Kmart, what were some of the derogatory nicknames that we had for Kmart? You used to work at a Kmart. You must have hated when people would come in and go, hey, we're back here at Kmart. Hey, do you work at Kmart there, Neil?
When I worked there, they hadn't turned to derogatory.
Okay,
yeah, they were still one of that was the place to go.
So when you were working there, they were a higher end, kind of almost like a Mervyn's.
Well, I don't know about
or a
that,
Kohl's,
but then
once you left, it went downhill.
It
must have been the case with you now no longer working at Kmart. That was 2004, and then 2015. Big Papi announced that the 2016 season would be his last. Of course, he started here. he never would have become Big Poppy if he would have stayed here, because he just never would have been able to play on that turf at the Metrodome. I think people get angry about us letting him go, but his season, he wouldn't have played 20 seasons.
No, his body, his legs MLB. Couldn't take that floor.
So he went to Fenway, and the rest is history. Plus, I think he liked going the opposite way and plopping it off of the big green monster.
He'll be a Hall of Famer.
Birthdays, but before we do that, I need to say that the Bob FM All Request Lunch Hour and the Bob FM Almanac brought to you, they both start with A, Neil. Mm-hmm. Split Rock Coffee, coffee you can drink all day, disabled veteran-owned. Split Rock Coffee sources only the finest beans from around the world. Using these beans, Split Rock Coffee creates a lower acidity coffee and a perfect balance of flavors. Ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee or visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. In my house, it's known as the smooth and yummy coffee. I also need to mention, when we do the All Request Lunch Hour, that's brought to you by Aquarius Home Services, your local authorized Kinetico dealer.
I can see her lying back in a satin dress in a room where you do what you don't confess.
More great music again on the Almanac. It's what we do. Gordon Lightfoot. Gord's Gold. Neil, he's from Canada.
One of my favorite albums of all time.
Yeah, we don't hold that against him. And a number of his hits charted country. This was a number 13 country hit, Neil.
Sure.
People forget about that. Gordon Lightfoot, 82. Martin Scorsese, you've probably seen one of his films,
right?
I
bet we have.
He's 78. Yeah. Martin Scorsese was not a member of the Four Seasons. You know how they got their name, the Four Seasons? They were known as the Four Lovers. And then they went and auditioned at a bowling alley. They were denied. They said, no, we don't want you to play here at our bowling alley. The name of that bowling alley was the Four Seasons. And it wasn't Four Seasons Lawn Care or
All Seasons.
The place. Was it All Seasons? No, it was the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
Where Rudy Giuliani was talking. Four Seasons Landscaping there in Philly. These are the Four Singers. And Bob Gaudio, the Four Singers, making up the Four Seasons. He's 78 today. He wrote this song. He's the tall one, by the way. If you ever see the Four Seasons, he's tall, much taller than all the rest. He's 78.
Know what makes one calorie Pepsi Light taste so great? Lemon. Pepsi Light is the only cola with a little touch of lemon.
She was the 1980s authority on Diet Cola. Lauren Hutton, 77.
Sure. I'm here to help in any way I can.
Oh, no, no. It's just that they told me I'd be starting work today as a driver. Oh, here's my hack line.
You're a cab driver? Uh-huh. What do you mean busting my chops here? Make them believe you're a regular person. No, wait over there. I'll call your name and number. Till then, keep your mouth shut.
Louis De Palma, running the taxi company, Yellow Taxi Cab. In New York, boy, he would have been a joy to work with.
Yes, he would have.
They stuck around for a long time. They didn't have a lot of movement.
Know.
Among their core of drivers, they stuck around for a while. So Danny DeVito is 76. And speaking of Mary Lou Henner, there she is. A cameo. We had just mentioned her.
She's all over us today.
Elaine Nardo, Danny DeVito, 76.
Now, here it is. As you can see, verifiably, it is a check made out to you, the Beatles, for $3,000. All you have to do is sing three Beatle tunes. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's $1,000 right there. You know the words, it'll be easy. Like I said, this is made out, this check here is made out to the Beatles. You divide it any way you want. You want to give Ringo less, that's up to you.
Lauren Michaels is 76 today. He gave us SNL. That's really all you need to know. 76 for Lorne Michaels.
Let me tell you something, little miss. Advertising pays our bills, all right? Advertising pays your salary. Advertising is what made this country great.
Okay, maybe I missed.
What was the Constitution of the United States?
Document.
No, it is an advertisement. An advertisement for liberty. When in the course of human events, I'm telling you, that's right up there with put a tiger in your tank and where's the beef? Don't you understand?
Now, is that from News Radio or is that a clip from a Bob sales meeting? Do we know?
Well, sounded like Brad.
That's Jimmy James. He was running the News Radio group. That's Stephen Root today. He is 69. He was great in Office Space.
That's very good.
Milton.
That's
and
very good.
He was in
right
Dodgeball
there.
As well. Who could forget this little tune from the movie Pretty Woman? Peter Cox, lead singer of Go West. He's 65. Neil, is it Biv, is it Bev, or is it DeVoe? Which one is it today? Any idea?
Nope.
Is it Bell, is it Biv, or is it DeVoe? It's DeVoe. DeVoe, 53 today. Rachel McAdams from Wedding Crashers.
John Ryan.
Claire Cleary. So how do you know that?
Well, I'm a psychic.
You're psychic?
I am.
Really?
Yes.
What's that one?
Knife set. German, very nice.
And that?
Cotton linens, Egyptian.
Ooh.
Ooh. Rachel McAdams, 42. I hear they're coming out with a wedding. They're working on it, thinking about it.
Yeah.
Wedding Crashers 2.
It's going to happen.
I wish that for only one day Dad couldn't tell a lie.
Oh, boy.
The little kid from Liar Liar, Justin Cooper, is 32. Had
32 now.
Yeah, think about that for a moment.
If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses.
One of the Perrys.
Yes.
Which one is it? Know Your Band Perry is our game here. We had Bell, Biv, DeVoe, and now the Perrys. Reed Perry. Kimberly's the gal, of course, singing here. Neil's the other one. Van Perry, 32 for Reed Perry. And due to the length of the living birthdays, Neil has 30 seconds here for the Gone But Not Forgotten. Take it away.
We can skip it for that matter. I mean,
no, really? We got some good audio.
Rock Hudson today is what is celebrated. It's TV theme time.
So that's not the actual theme to McMillan and Wife, but it's the theme of the NBC Sunday mystery movie.
Oh, sure, the rotating...
Right, which McMillan and Wife was a part of. And to me, this is more of the theme of McMillan and Wife than their actual theme when I hear the actual theme. So.
Was McLeod one of them?
Columbo.
And Columbo, yeah.
Quincy even was. That's where Quincy got his start. Think about that for a moment.
Rock Hudson was born on this day, 1925. One of the greatest Olympians of all time, Bob Mathias, was born on this day in 1930.
Is he still a man, or did he?
No.
He does.
When he went to his grave. This is actor and comedian Peter Cook.
Marriage is what brings us together today. Marriage, that blessed arrangement, that dream within a dream.
I don't think you could do that in a movie today. I think cancer culture would come after him because they're making fun of a speech impediment.
Yes. That was from, I believe, The Princess Bride.
Correct.
And that's 1937. From the Birds. It's Gene Clark.
You'll find that it's stranger than
he wrote this song. He was also the tambourine player.
Oh, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Yeah, but you know the funny thing about Mr. Tambourine Man? You watch them play it live, there's no tambourine. Nobody's playing the tambourine in Mr. Tambourine Man.
We need more tambourine.
We do.
Oh, that's Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Gene Clark.
Can you contact one of your local artists? People and see if they've got an old tambourine lying around. I'd love to have a tambourine here.
That would be a nice addition.
Yeah, just an old one. I don't want to take a good one away from them.
Right.
Maybe one they've retired.
That's a good thought.
Now they're all gone but not forgotten. Would you like to start a Bobathon? By the way, the almanac brought to you by Split Rock Coffee, the coffee you can drink all day. Would you like to start it with Crystal Gale, Too Many Lovers, Brad Paisley, American Saturday Night, or Waylon Jennings, Are You Ready for the Country?
Yes, I am.
KDDG Albany.
I'm ready.
KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault.